Do you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, good. It's good morning, dear brother and sister in the Lord.
大家好，主内弟兄姐妹，大家好。
Yeah, I'm very glad to have the another opportunity to share the word with you again.
今天很高兴有这个机会跟大家一起分享信息。
So you see the title, Keep God's Plan in the Heart.
今天的信息的主题是把神的计划放在心里。
Now, every Christian want to know, what's God's plan, right? We want to know what's God's purpose, what's God's will, right?
我们都想知道神的计划，神的旨意是什么。
So if you want to know the detail of God's purpose, God's plan, so we should to find the purpose in the Bible.
所以如果你想知道神的计划，神的旨意的话，就应该在神的话语，圣经里面来找寻。
Okay, let's read verse Isaiah 55:10-11.
我们看一下以赛亚书55:10-11。
As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it, without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater.
雨雪从天而
Okay. So is my word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I send it.So, what does the verse tell us?
所以这个经文告诉我们什么呢?
Let's think about
it. 我们想一想吧。
God sent his word to accomplish what? What God desire, right? Not our desire.
是神的旨意到底是什么?
Yeah. This verse tell us, let's think about it. Like a friend tell you what he wants to do in the future.
就像您的亲密的朋友想要告诉你说 我将来计划是什么、
If you get the words from your friends,
如果您的朋友告诉你
you know, your friend want to do something, you want to achieve something, right?
你就知道你朋友想做想完成一些什么事情
Yeah, not yours, it's your friend's.
他是你朋友想要成就不是你要成就什么
Hey, so when we look at this verse clear told us, God gave the words through the Bible, told us that God wants to achieve something. God has a goal.
所以这个经文很明显的告诉我们是神他想要完成什么他的旨意是什么他的目标是什么
It means God has a plan to fulfill. God will fulfill something on earth.
是表示神他有一个计划，他要在地上完成他的计划。
Another word, God has a goal. God has a goal.
神当然是有一个目标的。
So as a Christian, we must be clear.
身为一个基督徒，我们必须要非常的明白、清楚的神
的计划是什么。Yeah, God's plan equals God's will.
神的计划就等于神的。
Yeah, it's God's goal, God's purpose.
神的计划，神的旨意，神的目标。
How can find God's plan? Through His word.
你要从，嗯。
Yeah. Where His words? The Holy Bible, right?
对，从哪里知道呢？就从他的话语，也就是他的圣经里面。
So, as Christians, we should know God's plan through the Bible.
身为基督徒必须要从圣经里面来了解神的旨意。
Yeah, many times our Christians want to know, God's plan. Just let's pray. Yeah, we know the prayer is very important.
很多时候我认为就是说，想要知道神的旨意，比拼命的祷告，当然祷告是非常重要的。
But we want to know the God's plan, the plan through the history, what he really wants to achieve in the end, we must look through the Bible.
So 我们要知道他从头开始到结尾的他的旨意什么，我们必须要从圣经里面得到了解。
Yeah. So what is God's plan in the Bible?
所以神在圣经里面的计划到底是什么呢？
How does the plan begin and end?
是如何的开始，如何的完成呢？
So think about it. When you see the two questions, do you have the clear answer in your heart?
当你看到这个基督徒的时候，您是心里是明白吗？
Do you have answer in your heart?
您心里是有个主张吗？有个主有知道吗？
So in the Bible, there are 66 books, right? 66 books and 40 writers.
我们知道圣经是从66本书，然后40个作者。
But the true author of the Bible is God.
但是真正的这个作者是神。
Not just 60 writers, not 60 authors.
所以只是60个人所谓的写作者，而不是60个作者。
The writers write down the word of God.
这个写作的人把神的话语写下来。
So, 60, we should see the 60 books as a whole one.
所以把这66本书其实是一本书。
Closely related to each other.
是相对呼应的，相互呼应的。
So, if we see the 60 books as a whole one, how can we quickly understand God's plan?
所以当我们把这个六十本书看成整个一本完整的书的时候，我们很快的就能够知道神的计划是什么。
Now, generally, if you want to know a book, what about the book talk about quickly, what are you going to do?
所以一般来说，你如果想很快的知道这本书是讲什么话，你会怎么做呢？
We read its beginning chapters and its end chapter, right?
所以我们会先把第一章看看，然后再最初几章看看，然后最后的结尾看一看。
Oh, maybe we don't know the process.
其实中间那段就有些不是那么明白。
But we know what the book is talk about.
但我大概知道这本书在讲什么。
So now, in the same way, God tell us about his plan, his goal in the beginning and end of the Bible.
同样的，神在开始跟结束的时候告诉他的计划。
So now let's see the beginning and end of the Bible, right?
我们今天就看一下这本书的开始跟它的结束。
The beginning of the Bible. What's the first book of the Bible?
第一本书是什么呢？
Genesis chapter 1, God created heavens and earth.
就是创世纪第一章，神创造天地。
好， so now we talk about, so let's talk about the God's creation. Generally, the first day, light. God created light.
第一天是光。
The second day,God separated the water from water that make expanse.
空气的水跟空气分隔
着。The third day, he made water get together. He called a sea and the land appeared, right?
海跟旱地各种植物。
Yeah, then all kinds of vegetation plants and the trees come out.
所有的植物都出现了。
A third, fourth day, lights in the sky, sun, moon, stars.
第四天是所谓的光体，日星日月等等。
The fifth day, living creature in the water and birds in the sky.
水中的生物，空中的飞鸟等。
Sixth day, living creatures on the land, human and human being.
然后在地上所有的一些动物、昆虫与人。
Let me ask a question.
我想问你一个问题。
What's the focus of God's creation?
神创造中最专注的是什么？
God created all things in 6 days.
神在六日创造所有的一切。
What is the point of focus of God's creation?
那神最专注的、最主要的到底是什么呢？
What is the special creation in God's eyes?
最最特别的被创造物是什么呢？
It's man.
当然是人了。
Oh, God's focus is man, is human.
神最的中心的创造物就是神。
Let's read the words Genesis 1:26-27. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals and of all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image, in the image of God he created them, male and female he created them.So, we see through the words, we see only human is created according to God's image.
是只有人类是照着神的形象所造的。
So that's very special.
非常特别。
That's why God entrusts all authority to man.
也是神为什么把所有的一切的让人来管理所有的一切。
So he asks man to rule all over other creatures.
神可以管理所有其他的对神所创造之物。
So if God gives authority, give man,
he 给神这样权柄。
So he wants to make a covenant with him.
所以他与人立了一个约。
He want man follow his thoughts, follow his thinking to rule over the earth.
所以他人照着神自己的心意来统治这个世界。
Many times, especially maybe in the beginning of our faith, we have many questions. Why God make covenant with Adam? Why God put the tree of good evil in the middle of in garden?
我们在出现常常会有许多问题，比如说神为什么要与亚当立约呢？那为什么又在这个伊甸里面设立这个所谓的知道善恶的这个树呢？
Because God really want to care about Adam and Eve.
因为神是非常的关心亚当跟夏娃的。
So, he wants them to follow the right way.
要他们走上正道。
So, God made a covenant with the Adam and Eve.
所以他与亚当与夏娃立这个约。
Let's read verse Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 17.
我们看一下创世纪2:15-17。
The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden. But you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die. Let's see the covenant. What can do?What can Adam and Eve do?
我们看一下亚当夏娃这能吃什么
？Right? What cannot do?
不能做什么
？They cannot eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他们不能够分别善恶的果子是不能吃的。
If they take the fruit from the tree of good evil. So, what's the consequence?
如果他们吃了这个果子的话，它后果是什么呢？
If eat it from it, Adam will certainly die, surely die, right?
他说如果吃了这果子你就会死。
Did Adam keep the covenant?
亚当有遵守吗？
In Genesis chapter 3, Adam and Eve were deceived by serpent and ate from the tree of good and evil. They broke the covenant.
So we look at Genesis 3, we see Adam and Eve were deceived by serpent and ate from the tree of good and evil. They broke the covenant.
When they broke the covenant, what happened to them?
当他们违了这个约以后，后果是什么呢？
Genesis chapter 3, verse 23 to 24.
第三章二十三到二十四。
So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and flaming swords flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. So we can, from the verse, we see the consequence. God drove them out of the Garden of Eden.
对，违约以后的结果是什么？就是神把他们从园子里赶了出去。
When you see the verse, when you see God drove them out of Eden,
当你看到神把他们赶出。当您看到神把他们赶出，你认为这什么意思呢？
It means God and him disconnect with God, right?
这代表就是他神与亚当夏娃的这种亲密的关系就已经隔断了，结束了。
Think God said, if you eat the fruit from good evil, you will certainly die.
这里讲的说，神说你若吃了就知道善恶的果子，你就会死。
Did Adam and Eve die at once after they eating the fruit from good evil?
那亚当跟夏娃没有吃了以后，有没有马上就死了呢？
No. What firstly happened? The spiritual death happened at once.
真正立刻马上的死是他们属灵的死。
Their relationship, their connection with God is broken.
Yeah, 就是他们与神的关系是变成决断了，断绝了。
In Romans 5 to 12, he said, therefore, just as sin entered the whole world through one man and death through sin,And in his way, death came to all people because all sin.
罗马书五章十二节。
So through his words, Paul, he is revealed by the Holy Spirit to see what happened in the beginning of the Bible.
所以神这个保罗受了圣灵的感动，他就看到神。这个圣经的开始是怎么一回事？
Oh, so he know sin entered into the world through Adam.
所以罪就由亚当那里面进入了这个世界。
What is sin? Sin is breaking the covenant of God, right?
什么罪呢？罪就是违背了神的约。
And the sin caused death.
罪带来的死
，and death came to everyone.
然后因此每个人都会死。
Today, in the world, everyone think death and pain is natural, right?
今天很多人就是生老病死，这是很自然的一件事情。
But through the Bible, we saw no.
但从圣经来看说不是如此。
Death caused by sin.
因为死亡是因为罪的原这个一个结果。
And we should know.
我们应该知道。
death, the first meaning is spiritual death.
这个死亡表示的立刻的是死亡的是属灵的死亡。
God and people disconnect.
人与人就隔离了。
Then is physical death.
然后才是所谓身体的死亡。
God is, you know, God is the original life.
神是生命之源。
If we disconnect with God,
如果与神隔离的话,
our body will surely die.
我们的身体自然而然就会死啊。
So spiritual death causes physical death.
所以属灵的死亡也带来了身体的死亡。
So in the Bible, we should know what God wants to understand.
所以我们应该知道神是要我们知道什么。
What about the most important about death is not physical death, it's spiritual death.
所以这个所谓重要最严重的死亡并不是身体的肉体死亡，最重要的是属灵的死亡。
As Christians, we should deeply realize the sin,separate us from God.
身为基督徒，我们必须要深深的明白，与我们神隔离的是什么。
Let's read verse Isaiah 59, verse 1 to 2. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, your sins.Hiding his face from you so that he will not hear. Dear brother and sister, as Christians, we must clearly know our sin have separated us from God.
各位弟兄姐妹，身为基督徒，我们必须要非常的明白，是罪让我们与神隔离了。
However, God loves us. God wants to connect with us and live with us, right?
那是神他爱我们，他想要跟我们有交通，想要跟我们从在一起。
So in the beginning of the Bible,
圣经的开始的时候，
God told us what happened.Between God and man. What's the problem of the relationship between God and man?
所以开始了告诉我们神与人之间的是一个什么样的关系。
So we see God created man in the beginning and they have a good relationship. But then, man break the covenant of God, then the relationship.Disconnect.
刚开始神与人是非常和睦相处，有亲密的关系，但是因为违背了神的旨意，以至于罪来到世界，然后神与人的关系就隔离了。
So then what God wants to do?
那神要我们怎么做呢？做什么呢？
God really care about us and really want to live with us.
神他爱我们，也想与我们同在。
But because of sin, he had to leave.
那因为这个罪，所以他被迫与我们分离了。
So what are he going to do?
那这要怎么样？神要怎么做呢？
What God think about what God is doing?God began to solve the problem of sin, to repair the relationship with people, right?
所以我们看到神的做法就是恢复神与人的关系，就是要解决这个罪的问题。
Through Bible, we saw God send his servants, send the prophets, send apostles, even send his own son to tell us, come back to God, right?
我们到圣经，我们看到神他继续的派遣他的仆人，派遣他的门徒，甚至派遣他的独生子来要与我们神，要与我们人能够和好，能够回到神面前。
We can see God is working on the plan all the time.
我们看到神他一直在不断的进行，他的计划是在不断的进行之中的。
Do you think God can achieve his goal in the end?
你觉得神他能够完成他的旨意，他的计划吗？
Let's see the end of the Bible.
我们来看看圣经的结局，最后的。
Revelation, right? The last book of the Bible, Revelation.
最后一本书，启示录。
Revelation 21, verse 3 to 4.And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death.Or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. So, through the verse, the end of the God's plan, God told us what will happen in the end, right?
所以神告诉你最后的结局是什么呢？
Let me ask, did this happen or not?
到底成就了没有呢？
Not yet, right?
还没有。
But God, so this verse are what? A prophecy.
这个经
句。God told us, he surely will fulfill this goal.
但是这里告诉我们神他一定会让他实现的。
He told us the old order of things has passed away.
旧的事情都要过去了。
What things of the old order?
那旧的是什么呢？哪些是旧的呢？
So, means the old order things will pass away means God will renew everything. There will be a new order, right?
所以旧的事情过去，那表示有一个新的秩序。
What's the old order of things?
旧的事情是什么呢？
Through the verse we see, there will be no more death or pain.
所以不再有死亡，也不再有痛苦。
So, the old order of things include death,Pain, crying, suffering, right?
这旧的事就包括死亡、悲哀、疼痛、痛苦等等。
Today we live in the world.
今天我们住在这个世上。
Every day.
每一天。
We come from pain, suffering, crying, death, right? We don't want that.
我们都面对所谓的痛苦、哭嚎、死亡等等，我们不想要面对这些事情。
But God told us these things will pass away.
神告诉我们这些都要过去。
If we know death means there will be no more sin.
如果没有死亡的话，就代表说我们这里没有再也没有罪了。
Therefore, God will be able to dwell with his people. God himself will be with them.
神就可以跟我们这些人在一起了。
So, firstly, God have to resolve the problem of sin.
神必须要解决这个所谓罪的这个问题。
Let's see the Revelation chapter 22, verse 5.
启示录二十二章第五节。
There will be no more night. There will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, For the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. See the last sentence. They will reign forever and ever. Who are they?
他们要做王，直到永永远远。
Who are they? God's
他们是谁?
People. God's people will reign forever and ever.
人的子民啊。
Do you remember the beginning? God created Adam.
你记得在当初是谁创造的？
He asked Adam to rule over the earth, right?
他当初创造亚当的时候，他要亚当来治理这个整个世界。
But because Adam sinned, he lost the authorities.
Yeah, 因为他犯了罪。
So in the end, God resolved the problem of sin and gave the authority to his people again.
Yeah, 当神解决了罪的问题以后，神就把这个掌权的权柄又还给了亚当，就是我们人类。
So, God's people are teaching. Today, we are looking at the verse. When we hear the voice in our heart, we should be joy. We should look for the day.
So, 当我们看到这些经典的时候，我们应该是觉得非常的兴奋，然后非常的希望、盼望这天能够来到。
So, in the end, God's people will never sin against God, not like Adam did, right?
所以到最后时候，人不会再像我们的老祖宗亚当夏娃，不会再犯罪。
So, Christian, God's people.
所以基督徒人的神的子民们
，Think about Jesus coming.
我们再想想耶稣的再来。
The first coming, Jesus died for us on the cross and shed his blood for our sin, right?
所以耶稣第一次来的时候，为了我们的罪，在十字架上留下他的宝血。
Today, we know if we believe in Jesus, his blood will cover our sin.
我们知道今天当我们信耶稣的话，他的宝血就能遮盖我们的罪。Then
let's think about it.
我们想想,
Did we sin today? Do we sin today?
我们今天还在犯罪吗? 有在犯罪吗?
Of course.
当然了。
Because the problem sin will resolve at the second coming.
罪要在等到耶稣再来的时候才能够得到一次性的解决。
Jesus will remove sin from his completely and totally forever.
所以神耶稣基督要把罪除去，永远的除去。
So we should look forward to the day.
所以我们应该非常期盼那个日子。
First, as Christians, we must know the blueprint of the Bible, not just some chapters or verses.
所以身为基督徒，我们必须要非常了解圣经的所有的它的像一个蓝图一样，所有的重要的计划都应该知道。
We must know why we believe in God and Jesus.
我们必须要知道我们为什么要相信主耶稣基督。
Because God and Jesus can resolve our real problem.
因为耶稣基督能够解决我们最大的一个问题。
What's the problem? Sin.
这就是罪的问题。
Today, many people hope a good present, a great man appear in the world can make the world great, renew the world, but it will not happen.
今天很多人希望我们能够有一个非常伟大的领导出来带领这个世界，但是这是不可能的。
Because man cannot solve the problem of sin.
因为人没有办法解决罪的问题。
We should know, we should clearly realize our real problem is sin.
我们必须要深深的明白，知道我们最大的问题就是所谓的罪。
The sin means we disconnect with God.
这就表示我们与神隔离了。
Because God has a plan which is the solution of sin and painful world in the Bible, right? That's why we believe.
但是神告诉我们，在圣经里告诉我们，他有一个计划能够解决这个罪的问题。
That's why we follow Jesus, the only Son of God, which God.
这是为什么？为什么追随耶稣基督？
So we follow Jesus not just for our failing.
我们相信追随主，并不是因为我们的自己的这个命运而已。
Not just for our today's living.
并不只是为了我们自己的生活所需而已。
We believe in Jesus because Jesus. Has a big plan, has a good plan for the whole world.
我们相信他是因为不是为了眼下的存活，而是为了他有一个伟大长远的一个计划。
The plan is about the whole world.
这个计划是有关全世界的。
As Christians, we must focus on God's plan, believing in God's plan.
身为基督徒，我们要专注于神的计划。
Because our God is true God.
因为我们的神是一位真的神。
He fulfills his promises all the time.
他的应许是会实现的。
So please, please do not always focus on our thoughts, feelings.Or other people's thoughts or feeling.
So we don't
just
focus on ourselves or other people's feelings.
Many times we think God is almighty, right? God can do anything. Why not God can finish the problem quickly, like a Hollywood movie?
Just, 所以我们常常想，神既然这么伟大，他为什么不能赶快的解决这个问题呢？就像一个好莱坞的电影一样。
Do you think the Avengers 4, Thanos put on the Infinity Gauntlet and snap his fingers, he finished his plan?
就像这个，在这个电影的《复仇者四》的这个电影里面，这个主角人物他只要把手一打响，这个所有的问题就解决了。
Why not God can solve the problem like Thanos?
所以神为什么不能像这个复仇里面的这位人物一样，只要一下子就可以把事情所有的事情都解决了
？Well, God is almighty, omnipotent.
Yeah, 他是大能的，他是无所不能的。
We should let the people's thinking go away.
Yeah, 我们必须把我们这个人的这种看法、思想把它驱除掉。
In fact, the plan it take God thousands of years to finish.
事实上，神的计划要经过数千年才会实现的。
Think about it, from Adam until today.
从亚当到现在
，How many years？
多少年了
？But we know the day is close, close, close.
那我们知道神他的计划实现日子是越来越近了。
Yes, we God can do anything. However, it is in God's way, not people's way.
就是说，神可以做。任何的事情，但是他照他自己的方法、自己计划去做，不是照您的方法、您的计划去做。
So, as God's people, as Christians, we should be patient.
所以，身为神的子民，必须要有耐心。
God's plan is our hope.
神的计划是我们的盼望。
We must believe it.
我们要相信他。
We must keep the plan in the heart to make our faith strong.
把它放在我们心里，我们才有一个坚强的信心。
Many Christians, you know, after many, many years of faith, they became weak.
许多基督徒，尤其是一些老的基督徒，信心会变得越来越软弱。
Why?
为什么？
Because they lost the plan of God.
因为他们好像把神的计划给忘了，失去了。
We only follow our thinking. We only follow our purpose. We only follow our feeling.
我们只是凭着我们自己的感觉、感受，我们自己的计划，我们自己的想法。
We must follow God's plan.
我们必须要跟随神的计划。
We should believe God will fulfill His plan. God will achieve His purpose in the end.
Yeah, 我们的目的是要完成神的旨意。
So, be patient.
Yeah, 请大家耐心。
God will fulfill His plan, definitely.
神一定会完成他自己的计划。
That day, there were no more death, no more pain.
当那天来的时候，就没有死亡，没有痛苦。
God promised to us, right?
所以神是这样的应许我们的。
We know today, during the pandemic, many pain. We stay in home. We cannot go out like before. We don't like the day. We don't like this situation.
疫情的时间大家都遭受许多的痛苦，好比说我们不能出去，不能做一些事情，不能去探访。
So, we should, how can we, but in the Bible, God remind us, said, keep joyful, keep joyful, be joy. How can we keep joy all the time?
但是圣经告诉上要心时常的喜乐，喜乐，喜乐，怎么样能够喜乐呢？
Look for the plan of God.
我们看一下神的计划吧。
Like Paul in the suffering on the way of evangelism.
所以大像保罗一样，当他就为了传福音遭受这个逼迫迫害的时候。
So, as God's people today, be patient.Be patient and reveal God's plan every day in our heart.
我们要有耐心，然后每天的在我们心里能够温习一下神的计划。
And use the words, tell us ourselves, God will fulfill His plan in the end.
用神的话语来告诉自己，神一定会实现他的计划的。
Amen.
Amen.
I hope we can find hope, we can find joy, we can find the strength in the word of God.
相信能从中间得到我们的能力，我们的喜乐。
Let us give all glory to our Father God.
把一切的荣耀归于我们的天父，我们的神。
That's it.
Wish
God be with you every day.
愿神与您每日同在。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.